Recent storms are improving the low water levels in the Great Lakes, at least a little. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Rush, in for Rebecca Williams. Lakes Michigan and Huron hit record low levels this winter. Ships are carrying less cargo, and boaters have had trouble getting in and out of harbors. To help with the low lake levels, the state started emergency dredging projects for some harbors. And experts say the recent storms are also helping a little. Keith Kompaltowicz is chief of watershed hydrology for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Detroit. It's normal for the lakes to go up a little in the spring, but Kompaltowicz says we've had so much rain lately that the typical spring increases in Lakes Michigan and Huron are up by about 2 inches more than normal.
There's a huge contribution from those storms, and it's looking like we came up from the first of the month through the 22nd of the month. We're up well over 5 or 6 inches so far from the start of the month.
2 inches more on Lakes Michigan and Huron means the storms dropped 1.6 trillion gallons of water into the system. But they're called the Great Lakes. They're big. So even with all that water,
it's still likely that Lakes Michigan and Huron are going to remain well below their long-term average heading into the rest of the spring and into the summer. Just 1 month of significant rainfall isn't enough to bring the lakes back to average. You need consecutive months and consecutive seasons to get the lakes back to long-term average and keep them there.
Kompaltowicz says for Lakes Erie and Ontario, those lakes are expected to be higher than forecasted because of all the spring rain. And if you live around Lake Superior, you've seen a lot of snow. Lake Superior is expected to start rising over the next couple of weeks as all that snow melts. You're listening to the Environment Report. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is preparing to set the first ever federal limits on toxic metals in wastewater from coal-fired power plants. That's after environmental groups sued the agency over the issue. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports, the EPA's final rule could affect either six of Michigan's power plants or just one.
Burning coal in a power plant creates byproducts called fly ash and bottom ash. That ash contains a lot of bad stuff, mercury, lead, arsenic. Some plants ship the dry ash to landfills that accept hazardous materials, but other plants mix the ash with water and put it into holding ponds. Eventually, the water in those ponds is released into the nearest waterway. The U.S. EPA acknowledges that water accounts for more than half the toxic pollutants dumped into U.S. waters by industries. Under the most stringent interpretation of the proposed rule, six Michigan power plants would likely have to recirculate their wastewater and treat it. Under the least stringent, only one, DTE's Monroe plant. Spokesman Scott Simon says the changes could cost DTE $200 million, and that will get passed on to customers.
The bottom ash recirculation requirements are very costly with little environmental benefit.
That's not the view of environmental groups. Hugh McDermott is with the Michigan Environmental Council.
We have for decades willingly allowed coal-fired utilities to write off some of their costs. We absorb the people who get sick because of the pollution. We pay that through health care premiums. The natural resources that are damaged and have to be cleaned up or mitigated, we pay from other funds.
The EPA will have a public comment period, but due to sequestration, only one public hearing on the issue in Washington next month. The EPA is under a court-ordered deadline to finalize its rule by late May of next year. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samuelton.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.